Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 132. Today is Saturday, September 1st, 2018. I'm your host, Lita. And joining me is my co-host.
This is going to be a gong show. Just a word of warning.
What? Yeah, true. Yeah. You guys didn't see what he did while the intro was playing because it was on the intro screen. But he grabs the hickory sticks and pulls them down and he's like, look what I've got. And I'm just like, you're dead to me.
Lita made the I'm going to cut your throat sign.
Yeah. Because I'm like, that is nasty. See how nasty he is? Anyway, my nasty co-host. That's what I should say.
Wow. But nasty could be taken as a different, in a different.
I know. Condition. I just thought about that then. I'm like, oh, I don't mean it that way. Anyway. How are you?
I am okay.
It's going to be a show, guys. We apologize now, kind of. Anyway, how are you?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
Long time no talk.
I know. It's been a whole...
It's been ages.
Whole, what about? 17 hours? Maybe not even that.
Yeah.
We have been busy. We've done well. We did put out an Adventures in Azeroth.
Imagine that. It was almost two hours.
I know, right? Who would think that you and I would have stuff to talk about? It's
just
crazy.
Go on and on.
I know, I couldn't shut you up. Honestly, you're like, blah, 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 blah. But it was good. So we managed to do that, which was really nice. And other than that, how's your 1st of September going? Because it's the 2nd for me, so I've already done my 1st. But it's spring. It's officially spring for me.
No.
So it'll be autumn for you.
Spring for you will start September the 20th.
No, it's the 1st.
Autumn for us, 20th or 21st. I don't know, wherever it falls, right?
No, we always go from the 1st.
What?
So.
It's science. It's not like...
Don't throw your science at me. Anyway. Yes. But it's September. Like, holy moly, where has 8 months gone? Seriously. This comes now in less than 3 months.
Yeah, less than... it's actually less than two months. Okay, hold on.
Wow.
We're going to hear some typing. How long until October 29th, 2018? There are 58 days for me.
Wow. Okay. Crazy. This year's flying. I don't know. I don't know if you guys feel it, but the older I'm getting, it's really just going faster and faster. So,
I mean, time must be flying by for you.
Yeah. Getting old fast.
Wow, she didn't even like... You didn't even like yell at me.
I didn't bite. I ignored it.
Wow. Wow, you must be really mature. You're really, really mature then.
No.
Super mature. Jesus. Winter is coming. Mm-hmm. For us, the fall starts when we see the first leaf drop and we all freak out because we're like, no. Because we value our heat when we can get it up here. So when it's like super hot and it feels like 42, That's okay.
Yeah.
Bring it, because we know it's going to get cold soon.
Yeah.
So you got colors on your trees already? I feel like Ash lives a little bit north than me. So he is in America, but I think he's at a higher latitude than I am. So okay. That means, yeah, so if his colors are turning in the trees, then soon, mid Michigan. Yeah, I think you're more north than I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to do winter again.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It's a season thing. You have to, unless you like win lots of money, and then you could just travel the world doing summer.
I'm working on it.
Come to Australia for summer. And miss your winter and then go back for your summer.
That would be great. I would love
Australia.
I would
film a platypus and a crocodile, and
I would secure my children in a airtight room so that nothing can get in. No spiders, no snakes. No thanks.
It's not that bad. There's worse things out there.
Like, what's his name? Uncle. Wait, what? It's not named Uncle. You guys have a Roo out there who's like built. Is it Freddy or something like that? Like, he's like huge. Like, built. Yeah. And he beats people up, man. What's his name?
I don't do that anymore. There used to be the boxing kangaroo.
His name Freddy or Frank?
Bruce?
Bruce?
Like Bruce, yeah, yeah. Or something? I don't.
And he's like ripped, man. I was like, I wish I could have pecs like that guy. Oh my God. All right. Yeah.
But I mean, you never want to mess with a kangaroo anyway. I mean, all kangaroos will do that. That's the whole thing.
Yes. I've heard don't mess with a kangaroo. Don't mess with a koala. They are bad.
Koalas have got sharp claws. Like, they look cute and fluffy, but they will.
Yeah.
And drop bears. God, you've got to look for drop bears.
The hell are drop bears?
Anyway.
Do they drop out of trees and stuff? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So have you been playing WoW?
I have.
Wow, you only have like that? That's it? All right, you go do your week in WoW first. Because, that's like it's tiny. It's just a little thing.
I know. Well, I've been slightly distracted with other stuff. I did start a contest tune.
Yeah.
And I made a Void Elf Warlock. Of course. What else was I going to make? I did, though.
Oh.
I did think for a moment that I was going to do something else. And in the end, I went, let's go Void Elf Warlock. So she hit 26 last night. And she's in Loch Modan. Funny about that. But I did start, and when I got out, I went to Elwyn.
Yep.
I went to Elwyn. I did some stuff in Elwyn. Went over to Westfall. Went to Dunmorrow. And, like, just as 20, just to get a little bit, and then went into Loch Modan from there. So she's only, I would only say probably about a third the way through, but just mulling through stuff, just absolutely no real problems at all.
Why did you pick Void Elf?
Because I didn't want to play. Like, yeah, pretty much. No, I was like, well, will I do Horde? Will I do Alliance? And I was like, yeah, I'll do Alliance. I mean, I normally do most of my challenge tunes are really Alliance. So I just felt I'd stick with going with that. And I know how powerful they've been because I've got the Bloodthirsty Void Elf Warlock. So she has just mowed stuff down. So I need to just have time to sit down. No, sorry. Let me rephrase that. I need to get off my main. Stop playing my main leader and sit down and play some more challenges. But yeah, it's just the nature of the beast. It's the new stuff. I'm so excited with all the new stuff that's out there that I'm doing with leader that it's kind of like the challenges are just like, yeah, we'll get there. Just sit there, sit in the inn, get you rested. Just get you rested. It's okay, deal. I'll be back soon. So, yeah, so I need to, hopefully today I might get some time to sit down and level, but I've kind of got my path that I want to go, what I've been following through with the greens and the iron. So I want to see if we can continue that, because normally I get to, I think, about early 30s and have been killing off the irons. I think it's been early to mid 30s. So I feel like I haven't progressed further in anything very much except for Bloodthirsty. So I'm kind of like, well, I'll stick with the path, but I'll be a little bit wary of what I'm doing. So, but greens is definitely powerful for me. So how about you? Because obviously you've been busy. I said to you, what was it yesterday? I was like, whoa, what's going on? Like, there's all this stuff from Stone's notes. I'm like, wow, you have been busy. So tell me, what have you been doing? Because there's lots there, which is great.
All right.
Sit down, hang on, let me get my coffee.
Better get a coffee.
Let me pull my coffee. Okay,
grab a snack or two. I've got some hickory sticks here. I know it's really loud, but nom. And I like to suck. I like to suck them.
You're going to pay. You do realize that. It's okay. Cheers.
So good.
Don't choke.
So good. Yeah. If I were to die choking on those, I would be happy. Because I'm choking on my favorite food.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, there are worse ways to go.
That is true. Anyway, let's talk about your week. So, what did you get up to?
I keep thinking about drop bears. Can you just explain what the heck a drop bear is?
I'll tell you after your week.
All right. Pacifist. I did level... I got my pacifist to level 18. I think last week it was like 15 or 16. So I got a couple levels from dailies and my herb and mining route. So basically over in New Tinker Town. It's like... I feel like I could probably sit in there to level 60, right? Because the mobs won't scale past 20. Actually, the mobs in there all will only scale up to about 3 or 4. There's two rares. There's the rabbit and the wolf. Those will scale to your level, because I'm at level 18. When I was playing, I was like level 17, and I saw them at level 18. So I was like, okay, so they're going to scale to your level. I would assume it's only up to level 20. Because I feel like that's going to be the cap there, but we'll see. I think the mining nodes and stuff are going to be okay to use until 60. It's like I just run around. I don't have to worry about things trying to come after me and stuff. I just do my thing.
Okay.
So it's actually going very well. I'm actually liking it. Five says it plateaus at 60. Okay, so yeah, I can.
Okay.
And it begins to drop at 66. Sweet. So feels pretty safe. Although at level 20, I think I'm probably going to dabble with Arky and see how that goes. Nacy says the rabbit might scale to max since it's there for hunters who are not gnomes to tame it. That would be interesting to see. Well, we'll see. I'll just keep an eye on it, and every week I'll tell you if it's killed me or not. So I did play my iron, and I hit level 111 by doing Legion invasions. As much as, you know, I feel like the, like, I did play a little bit at level, one, at level 111, and the XP is not good. So I feel like as much as it's, you know, quote, easy, I was very nervous to do them because I just, you know, just pick and choose my spots and, and do my thing.
So the 110 to the 111 has been relatively easy. Not
it's,
easy.
It's not bad easy, because
but it's been
okay. It, so
XP's
it's
he's quite good.
Well, but you only get the XP really from what I've been doing is you only get it on, from Legion invasions. You will not get it from world quests. I think I did try to do a level 110 quest, and the XP was nothing. Like, it was horrible. So I was like, I'm not going to waste my time with it. And also I was doing, garrison mining and herbing and the scrap iron thing, daily, which now at 111, it's nothing. So, yeah, I saw Stir running around in, Terror Regard Sound and he was like level 113. And I was like, man, I know I'm going to have to go in there, but really nervous, like super, super nervous. So I don't want to like, just take my tune in there until I get a real good feel for all of the new zones. So, I feel like I'm going to be at 111 for quite a while.
Versus, you get it from Pandaria dailies, etc.
What do I get from Pandaria? The only daily that was still giving good XP was the Plants vs. Zombies one.
Okay.
And that takes like a little bit. So, so I'm just, you know, forgetting to one of the, from 110. Okay. Cause I didn't want to go in anywhere else. So I don't know what this next level will hold. Cause I know that to move on to the new zones is going to be, I need to have a plan, so I need to really sit down and think about it. So I did do the contest tune, and
yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. And so the very first night,
you did Twitter poll.
I did a Twitter poll, and everybody voted that I should do a High Mountain Tauren and a Druid. Thank goodness, because the other one that was close was Shaman. I was like, oh no, you know. So. So I did the High Mountain Druid. I streamed it it last week that night. I was like, okay, let's go. Let's get like two or three levels. I was feeling awake. Okay, let's go. And I died. Mm-hmm. So you won. You say you think we're tied. I don't think we're tied. I think I still have one or two on top of you. Above you. Ahead of you. Over you. Whichever way, you know, doesn't sound weird. I think I've got one or two wins. More.
Well,
I think.
But
I'll have to go through the contest. Yeah, and I think I've got 4 or 5, because we've done like 9 or 10, right? No, 9. This is our 9th.
Free for all.
Yeah.
2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah.
But that one we weren't counting because we didn't really start to do our thing where we say the first person to die, right? Yeah. So, so I. you know, it took me a little bit, but I re-rolled using the same High Mountain Druid, and okay. I decided, okay, I'm going to do the same quest that got me killed, because I'm pretty sure I know how to get around them. And I did it. And, okay. You know, and it was just a matter of placement of where to put myself, because remember when you're inside that room and then the mob just spawned on me, and yep. I was like, oh, that's stupid.
So you were in Ashton Vale?
Yeah. So inside and, the Silverwind Refuge.
Yeah.
So I, instead, this time I went to the very outside of that room where my NPCs were between me and the spawn mobs. Mm. And they correctly began to attack each other. Yeah. And so I was okay. So I hit level 25. And I pushed myself to get to level 25 so I can get scratch my way into the top 10. But I'm not top 10 anymore because Brittle knocked me out. Thanks, man. Thanks a lot for knocking me out of the top 10. Oh, man.
But someone
and,
else did, too.
And then, yeah, and then who were we saying was a synth, a binth, or something like that? Absinthe, sure.
I think it was
Absinthe, vaulted so, up and knocked you down to 10, so I'm like 12 or something like that now, or I don't know what it is. But
man, anyway, I'm still in top 10, which amazes me. But yeah, I had to laugh at you got knocked out. But anyway, that's okay. That's all right. We still got a week to go. It's all good.
Yes, it's really yeah. We have a week.
And I'm leading at the moment because I'm at level 26, whereas you're only 25.
No, but it doesn't matter because I've died first, and that's our rule with each other, right?
Yeah.
Is that whoever dies first loses?
Yes. We know. Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken
anyway,
dinner.
Anyway, we'll see. How are you finding on the druid?
Good. I'm actually running as Balance, and
there's
it's okay.
There's a dark iron dwarf I didn't even notice.
Yes, there is. And it's Elby. Go figure. Ooh. If there was somebody in our guild. Elby. So I know there's... I know Elby and...
Oh, there is two. I didn't even notice.
Are both dark iron dwarves. What I don't think anybody else has. Oh, no, actually, maybe... No, I think a third person, Freista, has. But there's been a few people beginning to unlock that stuff. And I just cracked Revered, so I'm slowly making my way. But I can't play a Dark Iron Death Knight, so it doesn't matter. Because that would be... I would race change to that, and I'm all good. Turtle made it to the water...
Turtle made it to
the water. Okay. So do we want to go? Do we want to do the thing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this one. Yes.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
The cycle of life can be cruel. Especially in Iron Man.
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
Contest. So we're gonna do the contest. So just want to say something. Yeah. I honestly, I would have thought more people would have unlocked the races to be able to play in this contest. But have no fear. There will be a contest soon. TM. That's it.
Next.
Okay. So, the next contest is going to be
evil.
Is going to be okay. The current contest. I was about to say stuff, but
like what are you
I
doing?
I was like I almost said stuff. So, so the current contest is again for a BlizzCon virtual ticket or 3 months of World of Warcraft game time, your pick, and it will be only awarded to the number one person. So there's no second prize. There's no nothing like that. Although we have a good idea from Stir for a potential second prize for the next contest that we do. That I think I want to do that because it makes things interesting. I don't think I've told you. So you and I will talk after. Okay, so we're gonna go from 10 to like 10 to 1. We're gonna work from the bottom and work our way to the top. So at number 10, Jade Lita at level 26. Absinthe is level 30. Number 8 is Eintazi, level 31. Number 7, Paradin is level 31. Number 6, Tizana is level 31. Number 5, Zaya Rusu is level 42. LB, what's up with that name, man? How did you pick that? Number 4, Verdius, jeez, level 43. I can't pronounce names. I'm horrible. Number 3 is Linamun.
Yep.
Is level 56. Number 2 is Kargling, level 60. And number 1 is Philani, level 70. I feel like that is Silani from our previous contest. But LB is trying to make it hard for me to pronounce. Sure. Thanks, man.
Nice.
Thanks, buddy.
I really like LB. He's awesome. Thank you, LB.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I know. The fact is that he's making things hard for you. Excellent. That's good. Sounds like a good guy. Anyway, very interesting. Level 70 in a week for greens. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, and I mean, I can see that because, I feel like the leveling would not be as slow as iron because you can plow through things pretty quickly. You still need to be a little bit smart about things, but
the top 10, so 5 are Lightforged Draenei, which I thought was interesting, but in class wise 5 Pallies. Okay, so there you go. That's that's just in the top 10. So 1, 2,
and we have all the numbers down below too because I got lazy to put them all together, so I wrote it all up.
But still, it's interesting what's been picked. So Pallies has been the most prominent in being picked. Warlocks is second. So no, it's nice to see the stats. I like seeing the stats, what people choose. So
I like
anyway, numbers. Still got a week, people.
So we have a week. If you don't know, we usually end contests at the start of the show that week. So I would highly suggest logging out 5 minutes before 7 and forcing a refresh, because I do a refresh. I run a job exactly at 7, I believe, and it will, and well, whatever it picks up is what it picks up. So if you have not logged out and don't have your information updated, then that's going to be more on you. So please, if you're trying to do that last push, please log out. Okay.
At least 5 minutes beforehand. So
yeah. Where
Crystal says, so if you die,
if you die shortly before 7, don't log out. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so site changes. Okay, so I did a little bit of stuff behind the scenes. I did add the Green Challenge and Battle for Azeroth stuff to the regular statistics page, because before it didn't have it. I still need to update the graph page. So the one where it has all the bar graphs and stuff, I think that's going to take a little bit more because that's not something that I built. I have to do stuff to it. And messing with code that's not mine is always fun times. So I've also added in a last scene level and last scene time so that characters will be sorted by the level and who we saw at a particular level, not the milestone first. So, this kind of more plays into the folks that are leveling like level 111, 112, 113. So that we're going to say, hey, we saw you at level 112 at 7 o'clock. And then we saw this other person at level 112 at 9 o'clock. So the first person will be listed first. Even though they're both level 112, because right now it is, there is some random pulse. Meaning it's being shown in the most efficient way for the database to pull the information, which I don't control. What we can control is adding some extra sorts, and so I've done that. It will take time. It will take at least 24 hours for all the characters to update. That was yesterday. Plus time for characters to level up. So, for instance, if you saw two characters right now, level 113, right? Because they haven't leveled up yet, we're going to say, oh, they're both at level 13, like right now. So we have to wait until they level up again to like level 114, and it takes a new time thing on. Right. So it's going to be a little bit of time, but it's there, and it will work. At least from what I can see, it works.
Cool.
To also be clear for the contest too, we are not using this particular thing. We're actually using the milestone. So we're using what level you are, how many greens you have equipped. The lower will decide tiebreakers. And if those are tied, we look at who hit the milestone level first. So level 30, 40, 50, 60, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yep. So, maybe for the next contest, we'll move to the new way of doing it. Although I kind of like the milestone, like the level 30 stuff first. I kind of like that for contest terms. Anyways, so the other thing is, so really, really quick, I got an email because I don't really do these things. So on September 5th and 6th, our store shop, you know, you can buy shirts and stuff. It's 20% off everything, and the code is ANY20. So if you ever, if you want to buy stuff, go buy it on the 5th or 6th. It's done through Spreadshirt, so I don't have to have inventory, and the prices are somewhat reasonable compared to other places. So I tried to look at some other places, and they were not so good for price wise. They were a little bit expensive. No more about that. So State of the Challengers.
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. What is a drop bear?
Okay, so let me give
you... things like drop out of trees or something? Because that's the kind of thing that I imagine. I imagine a bear in a tree, and you're walking past it, and the bear just jumps on you.
So this is what I gave Stone, just so... Okay, so that's the link to, this is the Australian Museum, which is obviously, you know, Australian Museum is a very, it's a big place to be. That's, you know, a lot of historical stuff and all of that. So it's a large, it's like supposed to be related to the koala. So it's marsupial, and yes, it does.
Here's the picture.
It drops. from?
See a picture.
Picture would be.
You just gave me like a website that has like all the information. I want to see a picture. Fangs, claws, maul. Oh.
Yeah.
I think some guy. Tiber, yeah, that's what big snakes do. Like pythons, man. They wrap around you. And then you just squish.
Yeah, can you put that one in the chat room?
I put where? Because I can't do Discord because I'm doing your video as full screen.
God. Okay, hang on. Oh, now you're making me work stuff. Why is that not working?
Hang
on. I'll put it in the show notes here.
I did, Taco.
There. Okay. That's the Wikipedia show notes.
Why can't you, like...
Because I've got it on a completely separate system. Oh, I can't get there. This mouse all the way.
But you put the link for the other thing in there.
Because I had it ready to go. I had organized that.
Wow. That looks funny. Like a koala with fangs, man.
Yeah, it's related.
This imaginary animal. It's an imaginary animal. What the hell? I hate you guys. It's designed to scare tourists. You guys are horrible. Horrible. You guys are horrible.
Belita.
Oh, Jesus. But it's believable because where you live, everything kills you.
I know, right? It's...
Hate you guys.
It is, yeah.
Man, it's one mark against
you. It is something that, like, the advertising... there's a particular advertiser that uses Drop Bear stuff through their advertising. But there's reference to it because they're talking to tourists and they mention about... So it's this theme that kind of runs through that we've always had in Australia. So, yeah, it's an in-joke that we play.
All right.
I know, Azzy. I was hoping Azzy was sitting there just going... As she reeled him in, she's got him. That's what it was like. It was like, yeah. God. Thank you. Guys. It's not often I get one up on you, so I'm really excited about that. Yeah. It's all hilarious, right. Though. Okay.
Right. Fine.
Okay, we've had our fun. Let's do the state of the challenges. All right. I'll do the irons. Let's have a look. So we're doing top 10. Okay, for the irons this week, we have got at number 10, Lucy Lin hit level 60. We've got Para Hair hit 68. Ashes Irony. It's like irony. It hit 99. Zimcor hit 111. Trickster hit 111.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feronia hit 111. Too Thirsty hit 112. Azzy hit 112. Lisanne hit 113. Oh, okay. This is what I was thinking. Ironster hit 113. RIP. Okay. Stir, I am so sorry. I'm not sure what happened. Do we know?
Stir, you know, did you get a response back from so and so? Because otherwise, we could ask Mr. Stir to come on and tell us firsthand.
Yes, I did get a response.
And okay, great. So, Stir, we will be in touch, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I am so sorry, but wow, like there's people going for it. Good on you guys. Like, that's amazing. I'm just, I know.
And Ash apparently died too. 99.
Oh no.
That's not good.
Oh, guys.
I have, okay, so I mean, my highest death is 82.
Oh.
And yep. It didn't bug me. But I think if I were to lose my character where it is right now, like where you guys were, I think I would be done for a while. Like for a long while. Because you know, like you put so much time into it, right?
But this is the strength of what our veterans, what a lot of our challenges are about, is the fact that you pick yourself. Yeah, it's gonna hurt. I mean, I'm sure for Ash and for Sturt, they'll be hurting over it. But they pick themselves off, dust themselves off, and away they go. You know, and that's the strength that again, a lot of people would be broken, and it's heart wrenching to get over something like that. But these guys, like, we can draw strength from watching these guys, then go, well, you know what? Let's go.
And wonder how the heck do you do it? Because I know I can't.
Yeah, they're amazing. So, guys, like, we commiserate massively with you, but at the same stage, we watch in awe as you collect your thoughts and go again. Like, it's just, you know, the amazing strength. So, thank you for showing us all amazing strength, because we do appreciate it.
Bloods? Sorry. Okay, I'm going to do the Bloods.
Okay.
Bloods. So, number 10, 5, Told You So. Told You So, level
28. Nice.
5, Grinder Q is level 29. Knee High is level 35, but red flag for too many quests. I feel like it was listed on the wrong, listing. Okay. 5 Bones is level 36, 5 Rush is 45, 5 On It is 68. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, 5. 5 is on there 5 times.
5 fives.
Imagine that,
5.
Hey.
On your 5.
Imagine that there. 8. Okay. And number 4 is, I'm going to start talking like the East Coast. Keet Sandra is level 87 in Soul Shield. Is level 95. And that's East Coast. East Coast for us. They talk different, man.
Oh. Okay.
It does sound a little bit like Midwest. But not our Midwest. Your Midwest.
Okay.
It's kind of weird that it's just this. No, not your talk goes Midwest, so Minnesota, okay. But Too Thirsty is level 112. This is a character that's listed on both, and Sold My Soul is also level 112, and I'm assuming you're killing things in BFA zones, so. Good on you. Good on you.
Okay. Well done. Okay. Let's look at Pacifist. So Pacifist for this week is at number 10. Warlight hit 25. Caliona hit 33.
I don't know.
Passatrice? Sure. Hit 36? Really?
I just copy it down.
What is it?
I have no idea.
It's Russian? No.
What's the other one? It's in Cyrillic, which is, you know,
Cyrillic.
That's the writing. So you want to see Zep. Yeah, I think we did this last week. Zep, right? Didn't we do this last week? You know, translate, and then
I'm old. I don't remember what I
detect language. It translates to Herminator.
Herminator. Oh, cool. Okay.
Sure. Sure. I'll take it.
49.
It's funny. Love it.
That's nice. Okay. Peaceful hit 51. Verakessa hit 52. Five Pride hit 66. Wow, Five's been busy this week. Silent Herber hit 76.
Doesn't he usually busy? Sorry.
Huey Hamster hit 111. And Ferillion hit 113. Go, fam.
Woo. Very nice.
Well done.
Nice.
Doesn't who normally?
I'm five. Not gonna
say it. Five's been like really busy.
Yeah, he's getting busy. So,
busy with it. Well done. With the challenges, he's getting busy.
Okay, you do the tins, and then I'll wrap, and then I'll finish it up.
Okay,
because the tins, there's
so the tins. Looks like people have been busy doing other things. So we've got four tins. So we've got what kind of other things? Playing the other challenge series.
Oh right. Okay, that makes sense.
Lucy Lynn hit 60. Ziabo hit 101. And Trickstar hit 111. So Stir was saying he's now using that as a scout for his high levels. So see, from something horrible, it comes something positive.
Okay.
Which is, so at least, you know, so at least he
there's
can scout
a phrase. And I don't know what it is, but there's a phrase about it. Like
from something.
Yeah. Something. I'm sure somebody in the chat will know it.
Something about something grows and is it the one about where something from something horrible, something grows and blossoms or something like that? Anyway, I don't know. Greens. Let's do greens. Okay. Your turn.
Okay, so greens. Biddy Crockett is level 48. Kermit is 53. Linamun is 56. Ivana is 58. Kargling is 60. Thelani level 70. Chris Greeny 78. Lost to the Nether. So I'm assuming death or something, ooh, but then we just didn't catch it. Number three, Vertiglory is level 80. Fairy Green, she's returned, is level 87. And Verdant Sand, level 111. Rest in peace. So sorry, Rogue Slayer.
So sorry. Yeah, I saw that a little while after it must have happened last week or whenever it was during the week.
Yeah.
Oh, my heart went out to her. Oh, she really. But she's got her 80, so, you know, she's been running too. But,
Yeah. Iron Teams. We have two. Team Puppets Revenge is level 22. And Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Do you know what movie that's from? Wait, is it? Or were they saying? No. It's not that. It's Royale with Cheese. It's a Royale with Cheese?
No.
If I had a prize, I would give one away if someone. Yeah, there we go. Attaboyster. So Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Oh. Every time I see that, I think of Royale with Cheese. So they died at level 24. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well done, Team Puppet. Go, yes. Team Puppet.
Team Puppet's Revenge. Is that like, what's that thing? Montezuma's Revenge? No? Montezuma's Revenge? No?
Don't know. We've got a place in Australia called Montezuma's. It's a Mexican restaurant. They make really good tacos and burritos. I think my favorite, getting back to food, because obviously food is universal. They make, I used to, I don't have it anymore. I haven't been for a
while. Do other people know what that is? Because Lita obviously does not. So, and we're just going to leave it at that. I find it hilarious.
I have no idea. You can tell me after. Yay, tacos. I did. Tacos is good taco. They do nice, nice tacos. There's soft shell and hard shell. I can't do hard shell anymore, but a soft shell's good. Don't mind a soft shell taco.
Anyway. I like hard. So, go figure. Blood Teams, Five Finger, yep. Death Taco is level 26. And Combo Taco 5 is level 32.
See? And as I said, Five's been busy. Look at him. He's like across everything.
Can you stop saying that? Jesus. Holy moly.
Know what I've said. Anyway, you can tell me later. I don't know. Alright. And Stone is,
oh my god, done.
Stone, I'm laughing at you laughing at me.
Oh. I'm laughing at you.
I know, but I'm laughing at you because you're laughing at me.
Man.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
All right. Okay.
Oh. Okay, God help us. What
the hell? Wow, it just came out. I couldn't help. Okay. Whew. Okay. You have to. I'm going to play the thing and you do the thing.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Oh, I've got tears in my eyes, seriously. Oh, it's good when you can laugh and you're crying tears of happiness, which is quite funny. Anyway, this is chat time. I nearly said the wrong.
You did.
Nearly did. Oh, boy. Okay, so this is where you can send us your tips, tricks, questions, anything pertaining to crazy puns, all that kind of stuff. Okay, so a first one. Am I taking
Azzy's yes.
pun or are you? I am. Okay. Azzy's pun. All right. I went to the doctor and he had me pee in a cup. I asked, what if I have a bladder infection? The doctor replies, then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble.
You're in, yep. Oh, Azzy. I've not had that one.
That's pretty good.
Never had that one. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Azzy. Oh, my God. Right. Okay. Next. Play. We've got a clip. We've got a special clip
Grand Negus wanted us to play it last week, but we couldn't because it was like after we started the show. So, you know, if you guys ever want to send in like a clip, I'd say I think we have like a 5 p.m. kind of cutoff, so about 2 hours before the show, just so I can listen to it and make sure it's all good.
Yeah.
And set things up, so I just have to click a button to play it. So, whew, man.
Okay.
Let's Hello, listen. Lita and Stone. Right. This is Grand Negus, as you can hear, but I'm not alone.
No, I'm not going to sing for you. I'm a heartless, undead ruler, not a music box.
Oh, come on, Dark Lady. We talked about this.
A tisket, a tasket. I'll put you in a casket.
Okay.
What? A clever one, aren't you? You toy with a power you cannot comprehend.
You know I would never go against my queen. Please, just stick to the script.
Very well.
Happy third anniversary to WoW Challengers, Lita
what?
And Stone. And thank you for keeping the challenges alive in the WoW community.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Wow.
Fine. Be done with it. I am not accustomed to waiting. My patience is at its limit.
Thanks, everybody, for loving the Dark Lady, even through her, should we say, more difficult times.
Difficult? What are you saying? weak.
Okay, guys, I don't think I want to try my luck any more than I already have, so you must excuse us. Have a great show, and see you around. Bye, guys.
The Dark Lady watches over you.
Wow.
Wow. How?
I'm done, right? Can you...
That...
I feel like it's like...
That's like, amazing.
I feel like we're here.
Thank you, Grand Nagus. Thank you, sir. That, to get that...
Holy moly.
That is really sweet, Grand Nagus. Thank you so much. And...
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
I can't say anything more than that. That's... Yeah, we're blown away, really.
I should have saved that for last.
Whew.
Wow.
That was an awesome surprise. So, Grand Nagus, thank you. Unbelievable. Huh. Okay. All right. That was cool. Right? I'll take. Okay. Let's get
to
this.
Dude, we got Sylvanas.
I know.
To say happy third anniversary.
I know. I'm like literally.
And she spoke.
Slightly weeping.
Our names.
I know.
Wow.
Very cool. That is just amazing.
Wow.
He is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Sylvanas is my favorite character that's still living. Well, unliving. Lich King is next, but she's my favorite. Wow.
That, yeah. Whew. Anyway, all right. So we will fanboy and fangirl as we go along. So, but again, Grand Nagus, that blew us away. That was a massive surprise. So thank you.
Man.
Okay, so this is from Lance Kurth. I'm new to this. Quick question. Can I use in-game portals? Is the restriction specific to mage cast portals? So in-game portals getting from, like, Kalimdor to... Because I think they remove, like, the zaps and boats.
There's a portal to get back to Teldrassil. Yeah.
So those ones.
So you can use those,
but
sure.
You can't group up with a mage, and use their
correct.
Portal.
Correct.
But if you're a mage, you can teleport.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. I'll take.
What the heck?
I know. We'll play it again at the end. Let's play it again, because that was awesome. Okay, so I'll take the next one while you're, like, sorting stuff. From Z, have you considered allowing pacifists to get to level 5 by turning in the remote pet battle dailies?
Okay, just back up a little bit. You can use mage portals if there's a mage in your team. So for teams, it's okay.
Oh,
solo.
Teams, yeah.
No. Unless you are a mage, you can use your own. No, we have not, because we can't differentiate using a pet battle between a normal pet battle. We can't differentiate a pet battle done at level 5 from a pet battle done at level 10. Okay, we just can't. So that's why we would not consider it. Because pet battles are normal.
What remote pet battle dailies?
There's a way to do pet battles, so that we don't allow.
The account.
You can do pet battles, and I believe you can get yellow flagged. So I mean, you can do it. You just level up yellow flagged. Some people feel that's okay, but there are ways to level up to level 5. You need to explore and do your thing.
See, I never think about stuff. Yeah, thanks, Crystal. I just realized.
Amount of people. It doesn't flag. Well, it will. I'll go have a look. Because yeah. it should be but, like, I mean, it's
getting to level 5. Okay.
There was a achievement that kind of acts wonky, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
So it depends.
And was it that you were saying once you got to 10, you were finding it much easier? Like, it was just kind of the first, was it the first 10 levels?
Yeah. Yeah. At 10.
It was a little bit, it's harder. It's just, it's not like it's difficult or impossible. It just takes a bit of time.
It's harder now to go from level 1 to 5 than it was before.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But now, now you need to do different things before you can get herbing and mining to do your thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Hmm. Okay. Now there's actually an achievement that we can look that sometimes sometimes it tracks pet battles, so we can use that. just so you know.
Right. Okay. So Crystal says it's because he wanted to do a pacifist Pandarian.
Well, have fun with that.
It's good to say.
Okay. So,
interesting.
We have a question from Dave the Hunter. In one of the early quests in BFA, I received a 28 slot bag. If I even get an iron to that level, will I be able to use that bag? Absolutely. You can use any bag. Any bag you want. Doesn't matter if it's green, quest. Blue, purple, auction house. It don't matter.
I'm really excited. I've got a pattern that's sitting in Leader's Bank at the moment that will enable me to make 32 slot bags.
And you're going to throw some to me for free, right?
You're not on my server. Wow.
Yes, I am. I have 2 characters on your server. 3.
2? Oh.
4, actually. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah, well, tailoring is... leveling, don't even get me started. No, we spoke about that yesterday. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, if it's quest and bags are okay, so 28 slot bag for I don't even remember getting a bag. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I did. But I already had 30 slot bags, so
yeah.
I just threw it in my bank.
Mm. Okay, cool. All right, I'll take. So, Dave the Hunter also gave us lessons I have learned. Oh, I like these. Let's see. I hate it when people use big words just to make themselves sound... Oh,
perspicacious.
Right. What does that actually mean? I have no idea what that means. Is that actually a word?
Perspicacity is, so I'm assuming perspicacious would be too. and I would assume that they're related.
Perspicacious. Having a ready insight into an understanding of things. Eli. Okay. Words are hard.
From Marcus, does starting a Lightforged Draenei count towards the pacifist challenge, seeing as it starts with uncommon level gear, if the gear is immediately removed? Yes, you can create a Lightforged Draenei, just remove the gear, and off you go. You will also be put on a different list because it's an allied race, so that's a different list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why it just popped up in my head. I'm thinking, you know, I think we need a better way to navigate to the different lists, like dead list, the Death Knight lists, you know, like that stuff, because right now it's a lot of clicking and I would rather it be less clicking. Anyways, yay. And from Headbasher, are you allowed to use Transmog Headbasher in the Green Man Challenge? Yes, because it's green.
Yeah, actually, I think I've got all my...
I don't transmog,
greens. My bloodthirsties, I do. My bloodthirsties pretty much have got... So, oh, not all of them, but a majority of my bloodthirsties have transmogged their gear. Because I'm like, I want them to look pretty. Like going out, mass murdering stuff.
okay, so chat room. Crystal has, I have a question. Hope it's not too late. Nope, this is the exact time that we do it. Will DKs or allied races ever be included in the main list? Level 55 is less than halfway now, and 20 is barely a challenge. I don't think so. But never say never. I don't have any plans. So I feel like they are a separate thing. I don't feel like it's trivial to get to 55, especially now. I mean, maybe in League Legion, it was a little bit better. Maybe not trivial, but I mean, definitely not now. So, and allied races, I know. Yeah, they do start at 20, so that's fairly low, and it's not really a big deal to get from 1 to 20. But I kind of feel that because they are allied races, they should be a separate thing. But
yeah,
I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't flat out say no. It's just I don't have any plans for that. Because I think, you know, how we look at things is that, you know, we want to see the original challenge and everything that would apply to it. And I kind of feel like allied races sort of get a leg up a little bit because they already go at level 20. Yeah. It's not that big of a lag up, so I would say it's not as much of a jump to see an allied race on a main list than a Death Knight, right? Mm. I don't really think it's a dead class. It's the greatest class in World of Warcraft right now. The greatest class. I want to PvP you. I would love to PvP you. I'm not very good at PvP, but I think I could take you.
You probably could. I don't doubt that at all, because I suck at PvP. The only time I was ever really quite good was was Wrath. I PvP'd so much in Wrath that I was kicking it, and it's only because this damn paladin, Lance Paladin, it forced me into PvP. And then the first time I took down, I still remember the first time I took him and killed him, because by that stage he'd killed me like 5 times on different times, but the first time I killed him, I was like, I got you, that's
and
it,
as
like,
and I was all into the best.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Wintergrass. Anytime I saw him in Wintergrass, I'm like, I don't care what anyone else is doing.
It's funny.
Kill him.
I just, you know, I look at PvP and I'm like, I feel like it's a different skill level than what I have, because, you know, players are moving. Like you're playing against somebody that thinks and breathes, right? So they jump around, they do all of these things, whereas a computer can only do so much. So
yeah.
You know, it's a completely different love things. Just in the chat, five says pandas don't have enough exploration XP to get to level 5 anyways and to learn the skills. And that's if they could still use the toy to get past the wall. I don't know if they fixed it or not. But otherwise, if you've used a different way around it and Blizzard hasn't done anything, then, well, no. Good on you, I guess. But I'm, you know, Blizzard's funny.
Still a beard.
Some ways, like, they could still do it.
It's not a bug, it'd be an exploit, which is...
Yeah. Which is why we don't advocate it, right? So...
Yeah.
So I kind of want to play it again.
What?
I'm playing it again.
Hello, Litan Stone. This is Gran Negus, as you can hear, but I'm not alone.
No, I'm not going to sing for you. I'm a heartless undead ruler, not a music box.
Oh, come on, Dark Lady. We talked about this.
A tisket, a tasket. I'll put you in a casket.
Okay.
What? A clever one, aren't you? You toy with a power you cannot comprehend.
You know I would never go against my queen. Please, just stick to the script.
Very well.
Happy third anniversary to WoW Challengers, Lita, and Stone. And thank you for keeping the challenges alive in the WoW community.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Fine. Be done with it. I am not accustomed to waiting. My patience is at its limit.
Thanks, everybody, for loving the Dark Lady, even through her, should we say, more difficult times.
Difficult? What are you saying, weak?
Okay, guys, I don't think I want to try my luck any more than I already have, so you must excuse us. Have a great show. And see you around. Bye, guys.
The Dark Lady watches over you.
That is so amazing. Wow. Yeah, very, very cool.
I think it's Sylvanas.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
Can you clip me where she... says the happy
I'm gonna clip that ringtone. I'm gonna I'm gonna clip that part out and I'm putting that as a soundbite.
That can be my message. Be my message one. Get
your
me
message
that.
One
yeah
it's so
time,
long
like I get a text. I know. No, just do okay. the happy third anniversary our challenges Stone and okay. later
that would be okay cool. okay man
okay Thank you.
Okay. Thank you to everybody that supports us. We have a new supporter this week. It was O Canada with a K. So I'm assuming he's from up north here too. He's from Utnapishtim, like I am. And, you know, so we could go down to the pub and have a brew and watch some hockey. I would do that.
Sure.
If anybody comes to, like, the Toronto area wants to watch a game and have a beer, let me know on Twitter, because I would do it. It starts up in about a month. Hockey starts in first week of October. So, okay, so thank you to everybody that supports us. Xylan, Awesome Trousers, Boson, Chupa, Crystal Free to Play, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frosley, Spark Span, Grand Negus, thank you again. That was huge. Ill ICTR, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, an anonymous koala, Never Died, O Canada, Periton, Razorus, Rude de Bruin, Soylent Greener, Swing Cat, Soylent Greener, Tuli Bardeen, Unamathil, Winema, Zorts, and Zaya. Why did I jump over Zaya for it? Zaya, then Zorts. It's alphabetical. It's supposed to be.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
That's
you
massive.
Very much.
That's amazing. We really appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you to our mods. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Zorts, Stir, Fair, Zaya.
Thank you.
I did it without looking. Oh, man, the AC went on.
I know.
Really? Really? Why'd the AC go on?
I didn't hear it. I don't know.
Do you hear the hum? Yeah.
No, I can't.
Anyways, we're finishing up. Thought I turned it off. But, well, we've been getting cool weather because summer is going away. Man, it's a bummer. Well, because I'm pretty hot, and so where I am, the thingy is like right there. Okay, so I radiate my heat to it, and you know it detects how hot I am. Hot. What? Thank you to everybody for watching. I'm going to skip the people that I think are robots. So if I don't say your name, speak up. Thank you for watching. Lita, Nisi, Stir, Zor, it's me. Boomy. Commander Root is a bot. Captain Doby, Crash Landing 99. Crystal Free to Play. Remember I told you, Crash Landing always reminds me when I asked out a girl and she'd say no, and my friends would be like, ha 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 ha, because I crashed and burned. She said no. Taco, LB, Grim Spike, Eli, wow, Inebriated Bison. That sounds like somebody I would love to watch hockey with. Ash, Azzy, Chris, listen, how's it going, man? Good luck and safe travels, buddy. Mad Positivity Bot, you know, is it really a bot though? Is it? Not sure.
Well, we like positivity.
But yes. Positivity. And speaking of that, Periton, super nice guy. I think Skinny Seahorse is a bot. Slow, cool, Soylent Greener. Love that. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. LB, bleep, bloop, I'm not a bot, bleep. VNK, Virgo Pros. Who is Priest?
Who is?
And Five Iron. What the?
That's some creative names. This is awesome.
Yeah, right? There's some pretty good names.
There is.
Okay, our next show will be Saturday, September the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, September the 9th at 12 a.m. GMT. 1 a.m. Central European Time. 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. We'll be joined by Rogue Slayer.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't talked to her for a while. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So, and she can tell us all about, obviously, what happened with Verdant Sand, yes. Which is, yeah, find out how that's going. But I know that she's really been enjoying doing the green, which is awesome. So. Yeah, it'd be good to catch up with her and to see how she's been coping with BFA as well. I had to think about that for a moment. Did I say that right? Battle for Azeroth. Yes. Okay, so you're right. Do you need some time? Do you need a cool drink? Okay, so... excuse me. All right. We just want to, again, say thank you to everyone who's joined us in the chat room. Thank you for all our supporters. We do really appreciate it, guys. I mean, Stone and I are very lucky. We do have a lot of fun doing this stuff, but we do love to see our chat room and our supporters. So thank you so much. All right. So where you can find us is, don't forget, check out the website, which is wildchallenges.com. There you can find all the information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel. Okay, so if you have a look on the main page, top right-hand side, there is the links to all our information there. Now, if you do want to contact us, send a email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Now, Stone, where can we find you?
I was good. Okay, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP. I don't know why. Like I'm grasping your stone. as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we just did an episode last night. Yes, and we're going to do one in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so we're going to run AIA for every 2 weeks, which is exciting. Stone and I got lots to talk about. So they're not going to be massively long shows, which is good. But we've got lots of things to cover. And he's gone again. All right. So where you can find me, I'm on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow, as well as Behind the Avatar is my other podcast that I do by myself. And there is another new episode coming out very soon.
You've been busy.
That's exciting. I have. I've got my finger out, so to speak. So, yes. All right. So, before we sign off, we just want to say, as always, a big thank you to both Mark Conan and Epic Insanity, because these guys helped us out and they made our intro and outro. And we always want to give them some love and shout out to say thank you to them. So, Mark Conan did our intro, and you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, as well as part of the Torrent Think Tank crew over there. And Epic Insanity made our outro, and you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. So give them some love, because these are two really awesome people that have helped us, and we appreciate that. Other than that, good show title, Nisi. I do quite like that. There's a few people like that one. Other than that, everyone, good luck with your tunes this week. Please take it easy, and good luck to our contest tunes. Absolutely. And just have fun, guys. Have fun. And remember, watch those drop bears. They will get you.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.